Amanda Quillen are going to interview this afternoon. Mrs. Theodore Harrington probably. Can you just briefly give us how the bank got started or when?
Well, the first meeting was held on October the 29th in 1887 in a town hall. And the following members, following people were appointed: William Thor, Robert H. Smith, T.R. Johnson, Benaiah Thor, James Hopkins, W. T. Shaw, Dr. John Moore, Dr. B. L. Lewis, L. W. Betts, Zebulon Hopkins, Edward Sapp, and Alfred Rowley. William H. Franklin was secretary at this meeting. And they organized at a meeting on December the 24th in 1887 at 3 o'clock. And they elected Dr. B. L. Lewis chairman. Mr. W. T. Sharp was known as the first on motion. Mr. W. T. Sharp, I've made
myself. I'm sorry, go ahead.
On motion, Mr. W. T. Sharp, this association was to be known as the First National Bank of Harrington. And Mr. Dr. Lewis was elected financial chairman.
Well, did they have the backing of the government? I mean, or was it just a private bank or a state bank?
It was more of a private bank. They had an original list of stockholders, quite a number of them, and the capital stock at that time was $50,000. Then in 1927, it was increased to $75,000, and at that time, it paid 4%.
My goodness. Well, who was cashier the first time?
Well, the first cashier was William T. Sharp from 1888 to 1909, 21 years. Then D. Benaiah Thor, from 1909 to 1934, which is 25 years. Theodore H. Harrington from 1934 to 1965, 31 years.
Hey, they all served a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, now was their first building, where did they start this at the beginning? I know they had a building where the Harrington Journal was at one, is now. Was that the original building?
Original building, yes. Mm-hmm. And then, as I say, in 1927, they built the new building in which they do their banking business now.
Uh-huh. And that was in the place of an old hotel, wasn't it?
The hotel was torn down, and since the original building was built in 1927, they bought the restaurant right next door to it and have torn it down and added that space to the bank.
For drive-ins.
For drive-ins.
Uh-huh. And how about
one thing I'd like to know, do you remember how many people worked in the bank when you first started? How many they employed?
This is a run through. We'll touch it up later.
Yes. Mr. John P. Maston was a vice president, Mr. J. Will Powell was president, Mr. Garrett S. Harrington a director, and then Reginald F. Nelson was teller, Emma Ross Solley was a bookkeeper, and Warren T. Moore was a director. Mr. D. B. Thorpe was cashier, and Lauren B. Harrington was a director. Theodore H. Harrington was assistant cashier, Herman Calloway a director, and William I. Maston a director.
So there was, what I gather, there was four employees, not counting the director, when you first fact
when
the business started, which is altogether different from today. It must be 24 in there today, probably.
I'll think of a bit of that. Oh, now wait, that, the officers I just gave you were 1927.
No, that should be about right, probably. Three or four people when the bank started opening up, I imagine.
Right. I wonder how many depositors they had when they first started, you know.
Well,
was that the only bank in Harrington? The People's Bank came along later, didn't it? Because some of those directors, some of those original people later went over to the People's Bank, didn't they? How about that Rawley man?
Alfred Rawley?
Yeah.
It was the same Rawley, wasn't it?
Oh, it wasn't?
I don't think so.
How about that Smith man?
I don't know about him. See, it lists all the stockholders here when the first stock was sold. And the following men have held the office of cashier. William T. Sharp from 1888 to 1909. I don't give you that. Sharp Harrington was on there at that time. I mean later. And so was Arnold Gilstead.
Yeah, Arnold was president, right. Yeah. And now they have a branch bank, don't they, up in Canterbury?
Yes, they do.
So I'd say they've really grown over the years, haven't they?
They have grown, and their deposits, oh, I didn't say I should have checked on that. I think you said. They really have increased.
All right, now you asked if you...
directors are George W. Kane, Arnold B. Gilstead, Benjamin Hughes, Ernest D. Killen, Amos Minner, Harry Cohen. Of course, he's gone. What's wrong there?
No, Harry's there. George is gone, and Arnold's gone. George Kane's gone.
That's right.
Benny Hughes is now president, isn't he? John Curtis is vice president.
Yeah, see, this was written up when Arnold was president and Frank Thorpe vice president.
And
it was cashier then. He was president too
later. And Leonard Harleman worked there at one time.
Yes.
But I remember that Miss Ross. She worked there,
She worked there when I was a kid.
Yeah, well I think since I've almost been an adult.
She worked there for a number of years. I don't really know how many. And then she married late in life.
She did.
And then during the Second World War, Dory was cashier at that time, and they were short of help. She came back and helped him.
Maybe that's when I remember
that's
her.
Probably when you remember.
How many times has this bank gone through a remodeling?
I would say the present building.
Mm-hmm.
Only twice.
Only twice.
I think so.
Uh-huh. And the stairs of the building, they're not native. That isn't it, Granny?
Yeah. They came from Pennsylvania.
And there's a disc on the exterior of that bank that should be important to everyone in Harrington. It's about how far we are above sea level, isn't it?
Yes. And I don't remember the number.
I don't know either. Uh-uh. No, but we're not very far. I think could it be 13 or 16, something like that, above sea level?
I'm not sure how many feet, but I know it's there. The Harrington Journal, you know, uses the original building.
Well, that's the building that we've asked Gilmore to give the Historical Society, because we think that and the train station are two of the prettiest buildings in town.
Well, I started to say the building is so pretty.
It's just a beautiful building, and you know, could tear down the cleaners next door, and it'd be just a lovely place. Mm-hmm. Now, this is just a...
This tape was recorded by Mrs. Amanda Quillen for the Harrington Heritage Program, August 1979.